We'll call this meeting to order and we'll start with number two, consider an act on accounts payable. Do I have a motion for accounts payable?
I'll make a motion to approve the accounts payable report in the amount of $131,503.27.
I'll second that.
So that's Gwen made the motion and David seconded. Is there any discussion? Go ahead.
I have a question. Page six under Frontier. Another late fee. Which again is a nominal amount in comparison, but curious as to if this is something that we can prevent and adopt better practices to avoid in the future.
I hope so. Right now, it's a product of the way that we do things, but we are, as you know, looking at opportunities for streamlining. Right now, I don't think there's any way to streamline the Board of Selectmen's process, which, when things fall as they do, sometimes takes as many as 28 days. So it's hard to get things paid in a 30-day cycle.
Do we wait until we get bills in the mail to pay them?
Yes.
You almost couldn't do it any other way.
Yeah, but could you
Online.
get the electronic invoice
So
and
we
then put a check in the mail to the address that's on the electronic invoice?
I'll let Jim talk about the process before I
Sorry.
think. I'm sorry. I did not. I was processing a thought, so I really didn't
Sorry.
hear the
No,
question.
okay. Could we get an electronic invoice and look at the address, send the check and the amount to the address in the electronic invoice rather than waiting for the paper one to come in?
It's not a practice that we currently follow. We do not make online payments.
And to bring a practice like that forward could be an effort.
Seems like a worthwhile one if we're paying all these late
It
fees.
will be an effort. So I will say that getting a mixture of invoices both online and in the mail, sometimes things do get lost in people's email. So that I don't find the practice of emailing bills wonderful because sometimes people send them to me and on occasion they get buried in my email and they can easily get lost. We've actually created a separate account for invoices.
Yeah,
So
makes
when we
sense.
know somebody's going to email us invoices, we've asked them to start
Yeah.
sending them there.
That was going to be my question.
Same.
And then do we issue a per, like a standard purchase order for all of these? I guess.
So we only purchase orders are only required for purchases of $200 or greater.
$200 are good. Okay. And then, so for standard things too, where these late fees seem to be hitting us, Lowe's and Frontier and these current instances, what is our means of engagement? Is that just with the provider? Like, are we paying these all by, on account?
So in most cases, we have a credit account with them and we get an invoice. And although, let's say that we have an account and five different supervisors charge that account. So each one of them is responsible for putting in a AP request, an accounts payable request for what they spent money on because it comes out of each of their individual budgets, right? But I think what happens is that, finance waits till they get the overall invoice to pay any of these bills. And so what happens is we have this process by which the Board of Selectmen approve the accounts payable. Now, the checks won't go out from finance until the minutes are done and the minutes are posted. So if our board clerk doesn't get these done till Friday, checks won't go out until Monday, which is problematic. So there's even more time that's added on to the end of it.
Is there a way, something that we can, thank you, A, for that. And then B, is there something that we could consider or as a board for more timely things that would allow us to adopt, I don't want to say like an ad hoc motion, but something that bridges the Tuesday to Monday theoretical gap of the minutes approval to say, something that would allow a level of urgency where we're not, where
We don't
payment
have
is not waiting for
so
the minutes.
I will tell I've taken up this battle a couple of times with the finance department, and I've said, because every once in a while our board clerks just are simply busy, and many of them get the minutes done like immediately. But if they can't get the minutes done immediately, they'll file the motions. My perspective is we have a recording of the motion that the Board of Selectmen have made, and that should allow the checks to be released, regardless of whether or not the minutes are actually posted. It's not going to change. You just made a motion for this entire amount, unless there's some weird anomaly in this budget. You've extracted one or two bills in the past where you said, I want more information on that one before I pay it.
And like,
This
what if we even consider, like, we have that form for the budget transfers, right? Something like that, where if we make the motion here today, let's say for the 100+ thousand that was on today's docket, sorry, forgetting the word that I want in the moment. But we have that form, we all sign it, we hand it back to you, you bring it to finance the next day, and they're like, here's the motion in writing.
So we've done that. The motion has to be filed with the town clerk. We've done that. It's been an argument. So I would it that's a great idea, but I would want you to also pass a policy.
Okay.
I mean,
That'd be
what
good.
about even just a phone call from somebody on your staff, finance department, board of selectmen approved the AP? What?
At the moment, they want the actual minutes.
So
They want the minutes and they want them approved.
it's the
Yes.
finance department
Their
saying.
minutes don't have to be approved, but they have to be filed with the town clerk.
So is it that the finance department is saying, I will not issue a check unless I see the minutes that are recorded in the town clerk?
Yes, it's the treasurer. So
And
so uh
okay, is the treasurer the same as the finance
yes.
director? Okay.
Okay.
It's two hats.
That just doesn't seem right to me. That does not seem right. I mean, that to have to it seems like a phone call from the selectman's office saying this was approved last night. Would that trigger that should trigger the payment?
She would I was looking to see if she was on the board. She would tend to lean towards saying that the auditor wants this procedure in a certain way.
I'd like to hear more of why, like from that party. I'd like to hear more about why we can do things a certain way rather than why we can't do things a certain way. Because usually it's met with why we can't do something
And
a certain way.
alternatively, to just keep this moving and not spend too much time on this, if there's a way in the next couple AP meetings that you could, in dialogue with your staff, propose a policy for us to consider and adopt that would allow us to move along this process.
I will tell you right now, I'm drowning. You told me to be honest with you in the past. If I'm underwater, these two grants that I ended up with falling in my lap that I didn't anticipate have not helped me with my timeline of other things. And I would like to say, yes, I can do that, but I don't want to make a promise to you that I can't keep. I can try, Bryce.
Thank you.
So,
I mean, and I thank you for just
In terms of
that.
getting a policy moving, like who would be one, the responsible party, and two, like how much time do you think it takes to put a policy together?
It probably doesn't take that long. It's
Okay.
just,
I'm just thinking, like, is it 2 hours? Is it 10 hours? Is it...
it's probably an hour or two, but
You
give
could do it with AI.
no, we
Present a
can't.
copy to
We
the
don't. We
board.
have a policy that isn't using AI.
There's our policy. We know.
We have a policy against using AI. So I we'll work on it as expediently as we can.
And who would be the responsible party usually for that kind of thing?
It probably would be generated in the selectman's office and reviewed by the finance department.
Jill, I see you're there.
Am.
We're just discussing how to pick up the pace on payables to avoid late fees. They keep coming across. Do you have a thought on
Well,
how we could
as
do that?
we used to until a selectman didn't want to do it that way, we used to send the payables list to all of the selectmen email that and get a return email okaying the payables. It has to be by state statute, it has to be approved by the majority of the selectmen, anything we pay. So as long as they approve it in some shape or form, we don't have to bring it to a meeting, have a meeting about it. We just have to have the selectmen see it and approve it.
And so our discussion, Jill, is Jim was saying that it could be until, Friday that the meeting minutes are presented now, in writing. And so that our dialogue is around the Tuesday through Friday theoretical gap. Is it so if tonight, if we make a motion to approve this AP at whole with no edits needed, what would be needed to process all of these payments tomorrow?
The minutes has to be done.
And why is that, Jill?
Because you look at the, you look at past you if you look at past minutes or meetings that for minutes, they're missing. We don't have a lot of meeting minutes that aren't up now. I don't trust it because, quite frankly, the treasurer can be fined $100 a check if they're not approved by the selectmen. Not the town, me.
Would a phone call from the selectman's office saying the AP list was approved last night, would that be sufficient?
No, it's got to be written in writing.
So then an
That's why I'm
email.
saying you could do it by emails instead
So
of
if
that.
we
You don't
met
have to
tonight,
have, it doesn't have to be, it has to be writing that the selectman approved it.
so who would that? Who? Go ahead. I mean, David, you wanted to
I
say
would say
something.
I like the format. So, like, we have the budget transfer form, right? That has like the options for the checkbox in the bottom. So, if all five of us that are here tonight, because that's a majority, even if we someone signs for Bob, if all of us sign the sheet that say, "Hey, we approved this accounts payable," and then that sheet makes it to finance tomorrow, would that be sufficient, or would you still
Yep, but it
need the
has to
names
be
cut off?
very specific. It has to be. See, we don't even cut the checks until we have the okay, because if you decide one check's not going to be, done tonight, if we cut the checks already or put them into a batch, or, we used to put them into check form already so they could go out right away, but we don't even do that anymore because we have to void all the checks and then start all over because one check got voided.
What is
So this
the
way,
average batch time
pardon?
to batch these checks? How long does that take?
It depends on how many we have, how many checks, how many purchase orders or invoices we're processing. It could take a couple days. It usually does because we never 90% of the stuff we get in needs something else. We don't get it in the way it should be given to us. So there's
It's got
always
sales
something
tax
that
on
we need more.
it. It
So it
has
usually
sales
takes
tax on it.
days.
Okay.
But
So there's a consideration is to sign that sheet, fill it in right here, saying 136, whatever. Everybody signs it, bring it over to her, and it would say no exceptions on it, and that would move it forward.
In the event where we have no exceptions, I think
But
that's a
not,
well,
I
it
would
won't.
say not checked though. I don't want everybody's name checked off. We'd have to have initialed or signed by each selectman.
Yeah, we
Not a
know that.
check, but by each
Yeah, that
selectman.
sounds good. Understood. And if there are exceptions, we would just write them right out, right?
Okay. Yep.
Good. We
And
may
that'll
try
be,
that. Okay.
yep,
I
that
think
would
we
work.
should.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. I mean, that part of the process is over with.
I have another question, but I don't
Yeah.
mean to hurt to steal all the time.
No, go ahead. I don't have any.
Mine was on page 17.
Well, just before you go all the way to
Please.
17. There is an interest charge on page 9 from the Lowe's, which is basically a fee and another name.
Yeah, I saw
What
that.
I would suggest doing is get rid of the Lowe's charge card and give John increase his regular charge card amount.
I agree because we pay more in fees on that card than probably the sales tax we save.
Absolutely.
We've done
I
that
would get
this
rid of it.
in sales tax. What was that? Or
As he said, than the
No.
sales tax we save.
Yeah.
Which is the your math
That's
is
a good idea.
well, yeah. On this one, it's wrong. But okay, 17, you said.
17. Yes, the control valves, actuators, the phase two energy management. We've talked about this before, and I'm just blanking on reviewing that it was. Just the whole energy management system. I think totally glad I know we've talked about it a number of times.
Yes, it's part of that whole project. When they were doing this project, they found that there were some valves that were bad, so the energy management system wasn't working properly. So they had to replace made those replacements as well.
And I have one question, Jim. How are we doing on salt compared to budgeted?
So okay, based on the conversation I had with AJ recently, we're still waiting for a delivery. We have enough for at least one more big storm, but we were promised a delivery last week, which we did not receive.
Yeah, I know there's been some shortages and some.
Well, they're not getting the salt comes into New Haven Harbor by ship, and they're just not getting the shipments. I did ask AJ to reach out to neighboring towns so that we know what each other's salt supply is. So if we have to borrow from each other for a short-term solution, we have that ability to do so potentially if we're not all short at the same time.
I see another $8,000. I know we've spent probably 20 on salt so far this year, plus sand.
Plus in.
Next question. Page 19, the modular building rental. Have we gotten everything resolved with the leak so that we feel comfortable paying for the modular
It was taken care of very immediately. I
Okay.
mean, it
And
was a
it's leaking
couple
again.
days.
I was going to say.
The
Well,
roof.
I asked John 2 days ago if it was good, and he said at that point it was.
When I, yes, and he didn't know till this morning when I pointed out it's leaking again.
Same spot.
It's down that seam. That same seam, it's in the same hallway. At least the Registrar of Voters records don't seem to be getting wet this time. It's just that main hallway. John was supposed to contact them again today.
Thank you. It's the third.
But
Next one.
he didn't know until I said something to him this morning.
Okay. What's your point? What's your point? Not paying the lease isn't really an option. That doesn't get
No, I
the
know.
repairs made.
Yeah.
Well, they do respond fairly quickly with a problem. The last time they came out fairly quick.
I think it was 2 days they got out of there.
Well, they moved everything out of this where the problem area was.
What was
They did, but then they moved it back.
Yeah, but if it's a like protected area, if it's built for a specific record storage, they shouldn't have to move it out of that area.
Well, they can't, and that's a locked area that can't be moved out of there. But it was a small section, so they moved him to the side. But the leak that's continuing seems to be in the seam from the first trailer to the second trailer down the main hallway, with that hallway that goes from front to back or side to side or front to back, depends on how you look the trailers. But we looked today, and their records were not didn't show any leaking in there.
So just to go to your point of it would be a personal charge for you if a check got approved or written without being approved. And my understanding is that those records, if they are not maintained, is an even larger charge to the Registrar of Voters individually.
I don't know the state statutes on them, but I would imagine that's pretty vital.
It's important that we get those taken care of.
But again, it
Any
didn't look like they were having any leaks in that area today. We looked and it didn't seem to be leaking there. It was pretty much almost the same place that it leaked before.
other questions? All in favor? Aye.
Hi.
Aye. Aye. Bob, I didn't see your hand up. I assume you didn't have any questions.
Yeah, hi.
Okay.
So nobody actually asked the question I anticipated somebody was going to ask, which is about the recording fee to
We need to do
Comsec.
nays before we talk too much.
Sorry.
Any nays,
Oh,
abstentions?
yeah.
Yes. One, two, three, four, five. Five yes, or six yes,
Yes.
and one absent.
I try to anticipate the questions this group is going to ask, and I figured somebody would ask about that.
What did I miss, Jim?
The reimbursement for the recording fee to the assistant town clerk to the town of Coventry.
I did wonder about that.
I'm glad you wonder. I have an explanation. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, what page is that on?
Because I don't remember, because I didn't know what it was, honestly. I had to go check. So every 5 years, the notaries have to renew their certification, but they have to record it in the town that they live in. And our assistant town clerk happens to live in the town of Coventry, so she had to record her notary certification in the town of Coventry so that she can be a notary in the town of Bolton.
I thought it was like some reciprocal that she can
That's what I figured
notarize
too.
in
Didn't
Coventry.
even question it for $20.
But I did question $18 of late fees. Thank you.
I
Questioned 19,
it
though.
generated a good conversation, so thank you.
All right. So how do whose copy do we want to sign if we're going to try this out?
Doesn't matter, as long as everybody signs the same copy.
Number three, consider an act on budget transfers. Who's
And there are a couple that you have
authorized
to.
to sign for Bob?
I think that's something that we'll want to discuss on what is our
Bob does
practice.
not have to sign. It
There's
only
five of
has
us.
to be a majority.
So we have two that need to be approved.
Is 2,000 the threshold?
Yes.
Well,
So then we have a motion
right, well,
for
send David's copy.
the highway department budget transfer request.
Just noting on the office, the town clerk one, my name is transcribed.
I pointed that out last week and asked that that be corrected
It
on the ones that were submitted to the finance committee.
was.
was corrected on the other one. So there's that one's we're not motion or
She
signing.
just
So
didn't use the corrected form. I apologize for that.
thank you.
Oh, you don't have a pen?
No, I got
Here. Oh, I'm sorry. I would have given you money. Oh, Mather doesn't have a pen.
I usually
have a pencil.
All right,
I will make a motion to approve the highway department budget transfer for $7,000 from regular payroll to overtime.
I will second that. That was Bryce with the motion and David with the second.
And I just want to make a comment that I really appreciate this detail. And this is something the residents might want to see at some point too, is that these storms just keep hitting at really inopportune times in terms of the town budget.
So it initially when it came to me, it didn't have that detail, and I requested it
Good.
because I knew you would ask.
Yep,
That's good.
that's
Well,
good.
and
Just because I have an inside scoop on this, we've already surpassed that with the storm that happened this past weekend. We're already over $7,000.
I
So
kind of
they'll have
figured.
to do another transfer.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised, and I appreciate their hard work.
Sundays and
Yeah.
holidays are
Yeah.
killer. And this is again, this was a very long duration event.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do want to point out there were people on the town Facebook group that were appreciative of the highway department's job and how they've done with dealing with this amount of snow. And to the point of, the roads when I went for a run today around 3 o'clock were dry. Even on the side of the road, there were very few shoulders that had snow. As soon as I got into Manchester, it was a world of difference. So surrounding towns, compared to Bolton, seem to be having struggling to catch up, whereas Bolton's kind of setting an example of what good looks like on these roads.
Thank you.
Good.
And last time you made it, or somebody made, I think it was you made a comment the last time I did share that. So I'll make sure I share that again.
Thank you.
They're not likely to
And
listen
it
to
was
your
more than
meeting
just
or
one
your
resident.
minutes, but
10-ish.
oh, yes, thank you.
Is there any other discussion on that transfer? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Yes. Bob?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so that's six yes and one absent. And then the next one is the heating fuel for town building operations.
I'll make a motion to transfer $5,000 from heating fuel category to the repairs and maintenance services category under the town building operations budget.
Bryce seconds that motion.
Is there any other discussion?
Just a
Well, yeah.
quick question on that then too. With this being a particularly cold winter, where does our heating fuel budget stand?
Mr. Butcher-Mulvish would not have made this request if he didn't think he had it covered still within budget.
I suspect it's because oil prices have been pretty stable.
Yeah. And actually, I haven't noticed too much this year with at least home heating oil difference compared to last year, probably because some of the snowpack is actually helping keep the temperature moderated. But I don't know.
If you consider 8 and 9 degrees moderate.
No, in terms of the house temperature,
Oh,
it's
yeah.
keeping it pretty stable.
I'm going to make an internal temperature. Oh, you guys.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Bob?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. That's six yes and one absent. And that's it for the budget transfers. Next, we're going to move on to consider budget deliberations. So, in our books, we have lovely.
Is this packet that was just handed to us going to be available online after the meeting? The
Not immediately after the meeting, but
capital part.
it'll be uploaded.
Yeah. Okay.
It's already available on the
And
finance
yeah, I know it's in
committee.
various locations already, just.
But yeah, we'll make sure it's all in one place.
No, it doesn't matter. It's like, find me on my desk, which can get mixed in with something. It's all assigned. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, is there any questions on, you want to start on the administrative budget?
Are we sure this is the most up-to-date Kappa spreadsheet?
Oh, we're not.
I'm not honestly.
Sorry, which one are we starting with?
Just with the Kappa would be at the very end, right?
Okay.
Well, I think you want, so we. I don't believe that the Finance Committee officially sent it to the Board of
We
Selectmen.
haven't. That's correct.
So we my staff went scrambling late today to try to find something because we want you to have an overall picture. So I'm not 100% sure that this is the most up-to-date one from the Finance Committee.
Okay.
All right, so then should we delay our review of the Kappa?
Well, I mean,
Let's
I
double
think.
check if we've actually, yeah, let's push it to the end and then I'll
Yeah, I mean,
see if I can
I
find
think it's part of the big picture, right? That tells you where you stand budget-wise, and it is included in the in the master spreadsheet that Joe created for us. So we talked about making some changes to some of these budgets as we've gone along, and the Board of Selectmen did act on the first selectman salary recently, so we reflected that change in the administration budget. The other thing we realized as we were working on this is that we have some employees in the administration budget that are hourly and from time to time do generate an overtime cost, so we put $3,000 in that budget for the opportunity to cover overtime should it occur.
just because I can go back to it. We have a different sheet than the one that was printed out here in the packet from early February. And I was thinking that we needed the 53 line items where the one that was handed to us only has 52. Just to go back to that real
So
quick.
this, so the, my recollection, so I had the staff go back to the last finance meeting where they discussed, and this is where they pulled that one from, was from the last finance committee meeting. So I don't know if it's 100% accurate or
Okay.
not, but Jill does have it, the number reflected in this master spreadsheet.
Sorry. So, I mean,
Is there any questions about what we did for adjustments for the administration budget?
and Jen, you were speaking to the summary sheet.
Yes, I'm talking about the summary sheet. Thank you. Correct.
Which one is the summary
It
sheet?
was on the
This one
no,
or
this.
okay, but that's not just the administration.
No, it's everything, but we're
Yeah.
talking about number one, but we gave you a new one today. You had a new one sitting on top of your package.
Bill, the one with the notes.
So the new one for the FY27 request.
Yeah.
I don't see a new. Got the
I
one
have
that
it
has.
up. You
That's
have it
it.
up.
Jill just put it up.
Jill, can you scroll to the bottom just so I can
Oh,
see the bottom?
it's the one that says changes from finance version
98. Thank
include.
you.
There you go.
You're welcome.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
You, so you
okay.
do that.
Yeah,
Then
they
you're
got
good.
it.
Where is that?
It's page two.
Second.
Oh,
Second.
okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's too small.
I see. So when was this one generated then?
Today.
Today, so that was with.
They're both today then.
No, this was in our packet from that Kathy
No,
had sent
the other one came to
on
you
Friday.
last Friday.
Okay, that was the one
Okay.
that okay.
It was a supple. It was a sample. She forgot to send it initially, so she sent you a supplemental one on Friday.
Ah, okay. I remember that. Thank you.
But
if we're talking about we're talking about just the administration budget.
At the moment, yeah.
That only is line one, and
Correct.
then the detail is on the next page.
You can
Correct? But,
go to that page and look at additional details. Yes.
so does this page have the it include the changes that were
If
made?
my staff
But
did everything correctly, yes.
because it shows a decrease in payroll. Of
It still shows a decrease in payroll overall, yes.
okay, so even with the increase in the first selectman salary, there's a $24,288 decrease in payroll.
So, oh, that sheet is still the same as what was sent last. This is not
So
the.
this
This
is
is all.
okay. So where is the detail then on the administration budget?
So, yeah, I don't think.
There's
So,
no some Jill. We'll just refer to it on Jill's screen then,
yeah, it's on the.
if you can see that.
Oh. So we don't have that. Is that right? Is
Yeah,
that okay?
that was done
Got it.
probably 5 o'clock.
Okay, I see. So this one in here is not up to date. I just
No,
want
but the changes on it are noted in the increase and the addition and overtime. So if you add, the salary, is that word?
Two reds. Joe, would you be able to increase the size a little bit for the
I'm sorry?
could you increase the view of that for the size? Thank you.
People in the back.
You beg.
Well,
How
glad to
is
have
that?
you. Thank you.
Is
All right,
that
shut me right up.
so there's a 1% decrease in payroll even with the increase in the first selectman
That's
salary.
accurate.
Okay, and so what okay. And what accounts for the decrease in the payroll?
Because we had carried a placeholder in last year's budget.
Okay.
It was initially budgeted. We landed on $35,000 and was budgeted for 40,
Last year. It was the
42,
original 17,000 was included in the
17.
administrative, but the
Right.
increase was added.
We had a projected increase in last year's budget, and your approval was not the same as the projected increase. So we ended up with a net decrease in the overall budget.
And but the payroll also includes the increases that were approved with the negotiated union contract.
There is nobody in the administration budget that is union.
Oh, okay.
So, but is normally, under normal circumstances, you, after my review, you normally vote me a raise that's equal to what the supervisors get. And that is similar for the other employees in the office. They generally get similar raises to what the union employees get, but there's nobody in that office that is a union employee.
Yep. Okay.
So those are included, yes.
Okay.
The
So
projected raises are included.
the bottom line on this administration budget, could you scroll up a little bit, Jill, so we could see the bottom is a 5% decrease. Okay.
Can you see it?
Correct.
Yes, there we
Okay.
can.
All right. Sorry.
If you want, I just hold it up.
That's brilliant. Okay.
Like I have the tool, might as well use it.
Yep.
Okay, Board of Finance.
The finance committee added $1,800 to their budget, if you recall, for communications.
Finance department was is that state did it stay the same?
No, we made a change. So after conversations with First Selectman and not knowing when our finance director will be retiring, but knowing that she will be retiring, I wanted to put in this budget for discussion the possibility of hiring an assistant finance director so that we have potentially, and that person would potentially become a finance director upon the retirement of the finance director, which would allow us some on-the-job training and some overlap. So we have put in a value of $85,000 into that budget above and beyond what the finance director had proposed for her budget.
The payroll that's noted at the bottom, there's an administrative assistant two, administrative assistant one. Are those are current staff?
This sheet is still, none of the sheets further down in your binder have changed based on that front sheet.
Okay. So, but that but the but
But,
my
oh.
question is, yeah, are these two people currently employed? These are not new
Yes,
employees, are they?
they are, and they're both in the union.
Oh, okay. And so where does the 85
So we'll be adding
show
another
up?
one.
So if you see the summary sheet here says
Yeah.
342,
Yes.
then that sheet is, oh, she also pulled it right here.
But when we had discussed this in the preliminary review, the budget workshop, it was 257. So just.
Okay, so we're 342,
That's correct.
497.
The
Okay,
257, the 85K difference.
okay, I got it. Yeah. Or that's for the okay, I got it. Okay. Thir 37% increase.
Any other thoughts on that one?
I'm a little concerned that the expectation is that the assistant will automatically become the new finance director. I'm a little concerned the way it was worded.
I was very careful to word it that they might become.
Okay. Then I might accept your opinion. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I
Thank
might.
you, Bob. Glad I could clarify that for you, Bob.
Any other questions?
I might have questions later.
I will, David. I will reserve my questions for now.
Auditing services. So that didn't change at all from before. The assessor's budget.
Hasn't changed since our presentation.
Tax collector.
Also not changed from her presentation.
Town clerk.
Not changed from her presentation.
Is there any questions so far? We keep going.
No.
Building and land use.
No changes.
I'm not getting too far ahead of you, Bob, am I?
Yeah, you are a little bit. Give me
Okay.
some examples of building and land use.
Building and land use.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we have other towns that are involved in this, and that's the total expenses for the land use department.
I can't. This is getting
And
too
we
dark.
get reimbursed by the other towns for their services. And when it nets out, we don't really pay anything. Is that true?
It's pretty close to a
Yeah.
break-even point
Yeah.
for the building official services, not But building and land use includes the zoning enforcement officer. It includes the director of community development. It includes the inland wetlands agent. So those are not part of services that we share with other communities in the sense that we are the leader in that.
Thank you.
Oh. Could we go back to seven for a second?
Do anything you want.
We were talking about last week with the increase and what it was with respect to, and whether the 2025, 2026 budget actually reflected the actual expenditures. And you said there was no change to that, which tells me that the 25, 26 was never updated to show the actual expenditures versus just the increase or the expected increase from the previous year. I think we had determined that the number that was in the 2025, 2026 adopted budget was not the actuals, and therefore would have been conservatively high for the insurance cost.
So you weren't here for that meeting, were you, Jill?
No, she was not.
That's right.
Nope. I was kind of lost there. Thank you.
Jill, if you recall, after that meeting, it generated some questions that I sent to you about the that particular budget. Do you recall the email that you responded to?
Correct. Correct.
So that's what David's talking about. So I think if you could address those things, I think that would answer his questions.
I'm sorry, I missed it. I'm having an asthma attack tonight, and so I'm having a hard time breathing. So I keep using my inhaler. So I had to stop, go away for a minute. So I'm sorry. Could you ask that question again?
Could you walk through the change between 24, 25, and 26 on the medical line for the insurance budget?
Yep. So we have three people leaving in, well, I'm sorry, two people leaving in fiscal year 27. That they are both two person. So when you have an opening, you automatically put a family because you have potential to have a family come into that spot. Well, these are all where we are right now and what I know. So I know that one person right now is a single going to a two person next year. We have an opening in the highway department that was a two person, it went to a family. So then we went from a single on another person to a two person this year we're in right now, we didn't know about. So that's the reason, and the 15% increase. So that's the reason why it's
So
substantially higher.
we're budgeting for worst case scenario, and our hope is that when we get the actual increase, which we should have, I think, in about 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be able to adjust that number for health insurance down a bit. But right now, we were told to budget for between 12 and 15% increase, so we went to the high end of that and budgeted for a 15% increase.
Right.
And
So
so.
was that 15% increase with respect to the actual expenditures for this year, or was it with respect to the ex anticipated based on, hey, it was supposed to be this percent raise? Because if we, as I pointed out last week, I had done the math and it was like a 1.1 almost exactly percent difference between the 2 years, which tells me that it was just a formulaic increase rather than a we're looking at the
So
number that it actually cost.
I can tell you that Jill produced a worksheet that I can't share with you
Sure.
because it would
Expose it.
you would know who we're talking about because
Sure.
our staff is so small, but she did produce a worksheet for me to look at, and I am satisfied that she actually built this based on what she actually knows to be the case.
Okay.
So she really did it. I think it just accidentally works out
Okay.
that
All
way.
right. Just wanted to make sure that we're
But
looking
no,
at not building it
he
conservatively.
actually for when she was building this budget, she actually created a sheet which she actually added some detail to and sent to me. But again, it's not something visually who this affects.
Sure. Well, it's good to hear.
So she was very careful and
Okay.
thoughtful about building that number.
And who was it that told you that you should budget for the worst case scenario?
Well,
I think that's just how it sounds like she's doing it. Like she goes one step up from whoever left. You assume that it was one step up in insurance cost-wise.
Right.
That's
So
my understanding.
I think in order to not have a shortfall in this account, for people we know that we're going to have a separation of employment with, we have to budget for a family plan, which is the most expensive of the plans, because we can't, we're going to hire the best person possible for the role. We're not going to ask them if they have a family.
We wouldn't want to put us in a position where we're
I don't think you're
discriminating.
allowed to, but
You're
yeah.
not. I'm just, you know, that you know, that's why we do it the way that we did it.
Understood.
And how many staff personnel are on this medical leave? Just
A medical leave?
or not on this medical on this medical line? Like, is it like 50?
Says
No, I think
no.
there's like 25-ish.
Very good. Have noise and family. Yeah, it is.
Is
You're close. Yeah.
about 31 and change for a family plan.
Okay, all right. That maths.
Believe it or not.
I believe it.
I now believe it.
Unfortunately,
it's another world. But does that number reflects the total cost? Where does the employee contribution come in?
It's figured out in that total.
It is.
It is.
Yes.
So you had told me today that the family plan was more like 36, right?
And that's how much it costs the town. That's taking away the individual's proportion.
Okay. So the individuals pay 17.
It depends on their contract.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Is there any other questions on this, on the insurance line? Number seven. Personal services. Let's keep going. Planning and zoning. That's flat. Zoning Board of Appeals. Insurance. Any questions on the insurance? Well, that's a minus 32% anyway, so it's hard to argue with that. Probate. It's the same inland wetland, economic development, elections,
Can you slow down like one and a
yeah.
half speeds? Not quite twice as slow, but
Yeah, well, no, the other ones are 0, 0, 0. So
I'm having trouble flipping at the same rate.
okay.
Right. I just want to make
Okay.
sure that there weren't.
Number 17, elections. Is there there's no changes to that either,
No,
okay.
no changes since their presentation to you. That's correct.
Okay.
What do we have against the number eight? Because number eight is not here and number 18 is not here in either of these lists.
There is no 8 or 18 in the list either.
But what were they at one?
They must have been extracted at one point or something.
I don't know what they were.
Sure.
Sorry. I didn't anticipate that question.
Just something against the number eight, I guess.
We'll talk about this.
Things disappear with age.
It's not been my experience, Randy.
Police protection number 19. That's a 10% increase without this.
We were talking about this at the finance committee last week with like where the all the calls end up
Right. Yep.
and like the topic for each call. So that might be something that finance is interested in just from a perspective of
I think we
I
put
thought
that
we
out to
added
consent.
that in this. Isn't that in this book
It's
yet?
in
It
this
is.
book, yes. Just
Yeah.
might be something to make sure we bring forward.
And that number is based on a letter that we were able to generate that number based on a letter that we got from Connecticut State Police.
Right, but we don't have the firm rates until July.
Correct.
Ish. Are
Yeah, that's correct.
Number 20,
you
fire
okay,
commission.
Bob?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 20, fire commission. Oh, it's a small increase.
Slight change.
Any questions on fire commission? 21, animal
Hold on,
control.
just a sec. I just give me the note at the bottom here.
Number 10,
Yeah,
fire commission.
it's unchanged from their presentation to you, but they said that, you know, their increases were due to payroll. They projected a 3% increase in payroll, and they put in $10,000 for vehicle repairs because they had to transfer money into their vehicle repair account last year.
And there's a note on our summary sheet for fire truck principal as
That's
well.
a different
That's different. That's referring to the
account.
capital line then. Is that what that number is?
Sort of. Yeah, we'll get to that.
It's
You're
further
welcome
down.
to bring it up.
Okay.
The fire marshal.
Flat budget from last year.
Number 23, emergency management.
Very slight increase.
Not a very strong deal. It's number 24 is the highway department.
Did we update this? I don't know when AJ was here, we had a conversation about potentially finding some of the equipment that he was looking to get next year used, or either
This
something that would decrease.
budget has not changed since his presentation.
Okay.
25, public building committee. So, oops. Oh, that's, we just added that one this year, I think, for
Well,
clerk and.
it's been around, but you haven't needed it. And
Right.
you know,
This is for the hood, right?
we've been working on creating one. We just still need one person to fill it out, but we need that committee to work on the school roof project.
Number 26, town building operations. And that would be John's department,
Yes.
buildings and grounds. Now, is there any question on that one?
That was mostly electricity and
Wages.
the cost of do materials and labor for repairs, plus wage increases.
Number 27, public health.
That has a slight increase since the last time you looked at it because we actually got a letter from the health department that told us what the cost was going to be next year.
Oh, very
So
good.
we updated that.
Okay.
For 900 and some dollars,
yes,
960.
Veterans Commission, they're probably our biggest increase of anybody. Well, number 29, social services, biggest percentage increase. Any questions on number 29?
That's a page 30.
Number 30, library.
Actually, on the library note, I know when they were here, we were talking about how each person in town is technically allowed 6 downloads from, I think it was Hoopla that charges per download,
That's correct.
and that was
Yeah.
higher than most surrounding towns.
Yes.
Have we talked a little bit more about whether it would make sense to decrease that a little bit, just because I think people will end up using whatever they're given, regardless of whether they actually read or listen to the books or not?
I think it should be decreased to 4, but we haven't had any further discussion since the discussion at that meeting about that.
Okay. I know it's a small number to begin with, but it's just a
Yeah, but it's getting
consideration.
huge.
But the last 2 years, we've also seen them transfer money into that particular line item, like every year, because they short.
How much do they typically transfer if we can recall?
I mean, it's probably $3,000 or $4,000. It's
Okay, so but I mean, from my
pretty
notes,
awkward.
it's 14.4 was
Yeah.
the total year cost of Hoopla, which that's a 15-20% increase then too.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's and it's just been it's it's a popular program. I
Right.
just, you
Yeah.
know.
No, and I mean, if it's something being used, then I would really hate to take funding away from it too. I'd rather go the other way if it's being used, but
Yeah.
as long as it's being
Well,
used.
you can't do more than 6 downloads a month
Right, but
per
whether they're
person.
sitting there on somebody's phone shelf not being used.
Right. That's been my concern. I've been a reader my whole life, and I know I'm a busy guy, and we spend a lot of quality evenings together rather than sitting home reading by the fire. I'd be hard pressed to read 6 downloads a month.
Well, it's audiobooks as well.
Yeah. I mean, even my fiance, who tends to read a lot of books a month, I mean, she goes back and forth between paper and actual electronic, and I doubt she'd get through 6 electronics a month.
I'd be interested if that's something you want to talk about, just having a conversation with the library as well.
And part of the thing I was thinking about is the why that would cost so much is like where Libby is, there's a license somewhere and you're just waiting for the license to free up. sounds like Hoopla is you're buying the license to be able to use it.
Correct.
So it's like it's kind of a waiting game of, do you want to pay more to get it now, or do you want to wait for the license to free up, which was kind of what the library was built on originally, of, this is a shared license, and now we're paying for individual licenses for things that, that license doesn't get shared anymore. It's just a one person
You
license.
should write a book.
Of all the places to save the town $14,000, I don't know if it was the spot.
Sure. Just
Well, the question is, are their rates going to go up, and people are used to it, and we're just going to continue consuming the increase? So, it's okay at the moment, but is it going to all these streaming services,
As it gets more popular, are they going to increase their prices?
all the streaming services? So, anyways, Mike,
Sorry, just was it was
no, I think it's a reasonable question. It's not gonna save us a lot of money, but every little bit makes a difference,
But
right?
if, between budget cycles, again, we're looking for $15,000-$20,000 like we did in the last two budget cycles last year. That's a small, or
It's 3,000.
a considerable amount of that $20,000. Not insignificant.
Recreation is self-funded. Conservation Committee is.
Question on recreation. I know you were talking about the replacement recreation person having a good chance to get up to speed. Is there resources being put together for someone to be able to get up to speed on recreation still? Like, are we still on track for that?
The resources were all put together before Stephanie left.
Awesome.
And Stephanie has made herself available as much as her work and personal life allow to help if there's questions.
That was my
And
question.
the new rec director will be starting on March 9th. Thank you.
The refuse services, number 33.
Looks like we skipped a fascination condition.
Well, he said it until, and then I can go back. He said 32, and then I didn't get back to 30.
Oh, sorry. I don't think I did, but
Bryce is catching up.
I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
No, it's okay. You add value, so we don't want to shut you up.
Thank you, Jim.
Are you good with the garbage?
Yeah, we think it's really not going to go up. Oh, wait, shared services.
Well,
No.
it's a 3-year contract, wasn't
No,
it?
it's a longer than 3-year contract, but we solicited, we reached out to the different vendors because, if you remember, this is a very complex project, right? When you're talking about trash, because it involves curbside pickup, which is one company, it involves tipping fees, which is paid to Casella, which is where we take the household trash and our bulky waste. Then we have a crew that we pay to haul our bulky waste canisters. And then we have the Mid-Nirok, which is the hazardous waste materials. And so we've actually reached out to each of those vendors, and based on last year's usage and what they're projecting for this year, our usage remains fairly flat. So with what the anticipated increases are, we were able to project very pretty, I think pretty accurately what costs are going to be for next year.
Well, that's good. But it also, I mean, the fact that they are under contract, does that mean that their cost can't go up?
Well, they do have of the ability in their contract to increase costs. Like the one that comes to mind is USA Recycling. Is it re no USA Hauling? I think it is. They all sorry, All American Waste. It's based on the CPI, the Consumer Price Index in March. And so that's what their increase will be based on. And we projected what that was going to be after a conversation and email with them about what we think is reasonable to expect.
But they can't say, well, people are throwing away a lot more garbage this year, and your tonnage has gone up by
We pay
10%.
by the ton. So they're
Okay,
not going
I
to charge
see.
us any more to pick it up,
I see. Okay.
but we still, with our tipping
All
fees, we pay by the ton.
right, yeah. Okay. So the tipping fees then could go up. If
So the, you know, we have the tipping fees, or the amount that we pay each year per ton is built into the contract. So those fees can increase based on the amount of tonnage that we, but otherwise the actual amount per ton is already in the contract.
Okay.
Tons. That's a bad question. Is there
They
a tipping station? All of our trucks are weigh dedicated, and they
weigh in going in and going out,
yeah.
expecting they have a ticket.
Well, it's the same. It's the same truck that's bringing your household waste every day, 5 days a week. There's one driver that picks up trash at everybody's house. They know what that truck. We know what that truck
Yeah.
weighs,
And it's
and
mandatory.
so every time he goes in to empty that truck, he's weighed, and they do it. They subtract it, and so yes, that's how we get the tipping fees.
Yeah. He's not allowed to gain weight either.
Do they account for biological growth?
A lot of times the driver will step out of the truck, and if he's not going to step out of the truck, then they weigh him in the truck.
Yeah.
Oh, so just in terms of the contract too, you said it's longer than 2 years. Do we know how long the contract is? And then
I believe my recollection is our contract with All American Waste was a 10-year contract.
that we signed a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So then in 8 years, we'll be having a 20% increase conversation, or how do these typically go?
The hope is that regionally we will have some regional answers before then. You know, we are working very hard. You know, part of one of the things that I do in my spare time during the day is I participate in CSWA, which is a Central Connecticut Solid Waste Authority that we as the town of Bolton pay to be a part of through the Capital Region Council of Governments. And we are working very hard on trying to find regional solutions to these problems, waste, because we're not the only ones in this boat. It's every municipality is facing this.
Dave, did you want
No,
to?
just side note while we're distracted for a second. Have you seen all the shoreline towns are closed tomorrow? So.
No, I'm paying attention here. So the, there's the news.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, the news. Thank you. Just so you can follow along. Sorry about that. Number 55, Capital Reserve.
Skipping 22 numbers again.
Yep.
Well, be happy.
Capital improvement.
Yeah, what's capital reserve be, or
Oh,
capital improvement? Are
yep.
those backwards?
Got it.
Okay. And we had not previously deliberated or reviewed capital reserve.
So, are we using?
I don't know if the Finance Committee has officially sent that to you. I have not received a communication from the Finance Committee that they've officially sent it to you.
I don't know that we have. So
I think
why
you
is.
voted on it, but I don't think you sent it
Oh.
to the Board of Selectmen.
Okay. What's the nuance there?
So that there's line 55 and 56. This says it's the town capital improvement plan.
Capital improvement is a percentage of your total expenditure. So if it's under, I think the number's around 12,000, it goes in capital improvement. If it's over that percentage of your total expenditures, then it goes in capital reserve.
Capital reserve.
So there's no difference other than just the percent of the total amount. Like capital improvement, capital reserve are two names for the same thing, other than that one's above a threshold and the
There's
other's
a
below a
nuance there,
threshold.
yeah.
Okay.
Correct. So you'll
And
see it
so
in the you'll see it in the budget as a total of the two together, but
Right.
you see it.
And one goes stale if not spent, correct, Jill?
Correct. Capital improvement will go back to the general fund if you don't spend it in the year's period.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty sure that's not going to be a problem with these two projects, because it's one thing for both of them that would be done, and it won't take much time at all to purchase.
And so that, with it going back to the general fund, that is why there is nothing in the FY26 allocation, or did we just not do this last?
We just didn't have anything that met
Not
that
anything that
threshold.
was met.
Okay, thank you.
So I
You're
believe
welcome.
Jill has.
Yeah, she's got it up.
Can you bring up that
spreadsheet up.
spreadsheet, Joe?
It looks like she's got it. She's small.
Sorry,
Oh,
I can't see
well,
how big it is for you.
that's better.
Okay.
I'm the closest, Jillian.
Yeah, if you can bring it up a little higher, I think.
So wait, this way?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So is that the same?
I was hoping that would help, and it didn't.
We'll see.
Thanks for
I
trying.
tried.
It's the same as our sheets.
If the number is the same, but you don't see the all of the things that are in there.
Right. Just because I can see it, can we correct the small typo in cell B27?
Yes, it's too small. When I make it up, it's too small for my eyes, but yes, I can correct that. I can do that. Yep.
Cloud.
Now that it's big, I can see it.
Yeah.
How's
So
that?
is there, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions on the capital improvement plan? So of course the total is $858,385. And these are all a subset of that sheet that we got right before the meeting, right? Of the capital budget.
This,
Yeah, this is the same.
so this has the
So
detail.
that talks about how the cost for each of those projects is split up over the next 5 years, I believe.
Well, yes, that's right.
So does this has the breakdown of the equipment replacement that's going up 264%? So where would I find that? Where would I find the breakdown of that of line of that equipment replacement number?
Hey, what does equipment replacement consider?
You're only going to see what is it when the 5-year plan, you're all this is only going to reflect what's in 27.
Right, but so I'm looking for the 27 line item for that amount.
Is this highway combined, Jill? It
Oh,
could be. Yes,
that's
so it's going to
interesting.
be the it could be the end of the highway, the excavator, and I believe the other part of the equipment is the fire department's radio. I
Okay,
don't have
so
that other sheet in front of me,
this is
so
lines, this
can't.
is lines from the sheet
And not
into
to
one
just from what
category.
I'm seeing here, too. All right, and then the highway dump plow truck 10-wheeler would
No,
is between
that's
the
not equipment,
28.
that's a vehicle.
Okay, and that's not in 27 anyways.
Wasn't there some piece of equipment that the highway department was funding in this year's capital? Something
It
they
could
couldn't
be.
buy.
I don't have that breakdown in
Yeah,
front of me.
it was the one time,
They
wasn't
couldn't buy. No, it was. There were a
it?
couple of things. It was the I think it was the laser piece for the grader, for the skid steer, and then the broom.
Yeah,
that's right.
yep.
So I think those would be equipment.
So we'd have to wash our dryer in here together. Very good.
We could buy the dryer first, right? Buy
Right.
the dryer this
Washer
year.
came later. That's in later years.
Is there any questions coming up on this?
Could you explain how the past project reallocation
So
fits in here?
when you have a project that you complete and comes in under budget, you would it in your capital plan, you reallocate those funds. So it really just comes off the bottom line. So for instance, we completed the Knoxville demolition project and we had approximately $100,000 left in that line item, which was our contingency fund. It was not It did not come out of the ARPA funds. We spent 100% spent all of the ARPA funds and went into our contingency fund a little bit, but we had $100,000 roughly left over, and that project is complete. So those funds were reallocated.
To what?
It's a line item that comes off the bot. You don't reallocate it to a specific
Okay,
project.
so the word reallocation is kind of misleading then, right? It's not a, it's not, you're not putting it from one project to another project. It's going to somebody
All of the
different.
projects. It's
It's
being
going
reallocated amongst all the projects. So
the
it
bottom
reduces
line.
the amount you need.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Got a little pool that we get to swim
Yeah.
Any other questions on the?
Yeah, so just since David joined us too, we have the Board of Ed HVAC assessment, and I see on that it's Central School and the high school as well. Are those separate assessments that are going to be done, or is it going to be one assessment that was negotiated with one entity?
I think one for each school.
What? Yes. So is it? But it's the same contractor doing the work.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's actually something that's required by statute.
Annually, biannually.
So there's an annual piece, and I think there's a 5 year, is it,
I
it's
think
either a 3 year, it's either a 3 year or a 5 year piece.
so it's not a big chunk when you get it done in 5 years.
So the finance committee decided to break it up evenly because
it's 60K.
it was 6 years then, I think.
I don't have it in front of
It
me. I
was
don't think
some
it's broken
weird.
up.
Yeah.
Whatever that frequency is, there's a frequency at which it becomes more robust and more costly. So the finance committee has split it up so that it's just kind of more even in the
Right.
budget.
Amateurized.
Good word.
Jill can correct me if I'm wrong.
So, of course, the bottom line on that is 747. Our little sheet is a little different than
Yeah, where are you saying 747?
on the second page. Oh,
Of
you have page two?
I've got my stuff capital reserve.
Yeah, I don't have a second page.
Yeah, I don't either. Huh.
You
Must be pretty fast.
I
Why do you have a second page? Oh, it's this. I have
you've
it.
got
Support of Ed.
which combines the Board of Ed,
they're
right?
combined here. Right.
They're combined in the master sheet.
Oh, okay.
And then so it still has the past
What you're
project for
talking about.
allocation of 287. Oh, 067 is the same.
Yes.
You don't have this one.
But there seems to be it goes from
That's one of
858
these.
in total to 820.
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Bouncing back and forth.
Yeah.
Is I mean, Jill, are you tracking my math? And then do you know what the 60K delta is? Or 48? 38? 38, final number.
What was this about?
So look, you had said the 747 number, Rodney, as
Right.
the grand total. And then the town broad. No, I'm sorry. Nope, I'm doing math wrong. Or I guess I'm just confusing the cells. But so the grand total is 747, as you said, on the two summary sheets provided. But looking at the capital reserve, it is 820, which.
No, so this grand total here is just BOE. So this is BOE subtotal, unfunded total. Oh,
No, it should be all of them combined,
it
right?
should be combined. So should that 820 that's shown on that sheet that I brought
You should
to you
also
today?
include
No.
the capital improvement, though.
This I don't
Okay,
think
is that
I think
it?
we
Is
decided
it?
that this sheet here is not the most up to date, which is why these two probably don't match.
But I think Jill is saying
But
that.
they're a combination of the capital reserve and capital
Yeah,
improvement.
the way that it's totaled at the bottom is a little. There's the 176 is the total of that sheet above
No,
BOE.
it's even worse.
Then they bring town from the first sheet, the 858 down, then give back the past
280,
reallocation,
287,
right?
067.
Which that's how they get the 747.
Which is the 820.
Where is the 8? I don't see 820 in there. Or
The total is
so.
843,448 for capital improvements, the two together.
Right. So this, hold on, just for clarity, the sheet that she has up right now and the sheet that you have printed out in front of you are different versions of the same sheet.
Oh, I see.
The one that she has up is a more up-to-date version than the one that you have printed in front of you.
Okay,
So
so
the
the
math and the one in front of you
820
should match.
taking the place of that 858.
Correct. Yeah,
Gotcha.
we had moved some numbers around, actually in a meeting I wasn't there for,
Got
but it was late January. Numbers got moved around and the line item got added. Stuff got shifted.
it. Okay, so this is.
So what is the
So
820 number? What is the full number?
820,323.
Oh.
It's the one that's listed on.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
So it's 38 less than this 747 then, right?
Joe, would you be able to email Jim and Rodney at the end of this or tomorrow the updated capital improvement plan? Because they were having trouble locating the updated file this afternoon.
It is on the public drive. But yes, well, I can do it tomorrow, yes.
Okay. That'd be
Thank you,
great.
Joe. So 820 is good. Is there any other questions on capital reserve, capital improvements? Next is bond and note payment.
What number is this now?
59. Bond and note payment are what they are.
Well, it's that is
Oh.
changed from the last time we looked at this, because we
No.
didn't have anything in there before.
No. Look at that.
So this,
Doesn't update.
yeah. So why,
So what does the 20,000 represent here?
that is for the refinancing of the fire truck. Those are expenditures that we end up expending for the refinancing of the fire truck loan.
Get a bank in here to say, sure, we'll loan you 580,000 or what is it, 530. It's like a closing cost from the banks.
And that refi, how does the refi takes it off of the bond, or it's
So
still?
what we have been doing in anticipation of a larger bond for the school roof is we have been doing short-term financing of the fire truck, and basically all we've been paying for the last couple of years is interest. We do have it in the budget to pay, I think, $35,000 of capital in this fiscal year, because we have to reduce that. We can't just continue to pay interest on it forever. We have to reduce the principal on the loan. And I don't, I just in discussing it, in discussing timelines with Jill and Rodney and other staff, I don't think that we're going to be in a position to get the Public Building Commission working, get an architect hired, get an architect to do plans for the school roof, go out to bid so we know what the number is that we need to go out to bond for before the financing for the current fire truck loan matures. So I don't think we
July or
have
August.
any choice but to include that in this year's budget to refinance that loan. Not what I
So,
would like to see, but
yeah.
it's reality, it's where we're at.
Woof. I think is my official comment on that at the moment.
How do you think the interest rate's going to be with the refinance?
Last year we went down. I don't know if Rodney or Jill remember, but I think we're just under four
Yeah,
right now.
seems as though it's like 3.75.
So I would hope with the changes, with the negative changes that have happened federally with the interest rate, they've dropped it a couple of times. I would hope that drops a little bit more. And we'll be paying some principal, so that would drop it a little bit more.
And then is the hope still to roll it in when the roof is ready to be bonded?
I
Yeah.
would think that the best thing you can do financially is to pay that note off. Yes.
Otherwise, it's going to be a $2 million fire truck.
That's kind of what I was doing the math in my head on 3% of that is. Yeah, we really should have that conversation. And then other ways too that, you know, I remember when I was a kid in my hometown, the fire commission made a significant effort to fundraise on their own instead of relying on the town to purchase fire trucks
Well, I
too.
mean, we did have money saved in the capital budget, and we put a fairly significant down payment. But at the time that it was voted in by the taxpayers, we really didn't have a method to pay for it, and we didn't you know we only I think we paid a, my memory serves me correctly, Jill, maybe you can help here. I think we paid an initial payment of 180,000.
It was up there. I believe the truck was 800 and was it 30? I don't remember the exact numbers. It was
That
up. We
sounds.
had quite a substantial down payment, if you will, but not
So
nearly enough.
is this the truck that goes to surrounding towns when we get called for
Mutual.
mutual aid?
No, that's the ladder. Most of the time, it's the ladder truck that gets called to surrounding towns or the tanker. Those are the two that leave town most often. It's the truck that we're paying for now is an engine tank. It is probably the most used vehicle in our fleet as far as responses are concerned, but reality is we don't own it yet.
So the original thought process was to roll this into the roof. And of course, the roof project's been being pushed off and off. And of course, it takes a year and a half to 2 years to get the fire trucks nowadays.
Yeah.
So, I think they were anticipating that within a certain time they'd be able to get the roof going. So, but here we are. 3, 4, 5 years later.
And, you know,
Yeah.
getting a change of superintendents just pushed that off a little bit more because we weren't ready to start engaging, getting this, the roof project underway. Because we knew there was a change coming. It just didn't, it was one of those things that we wanted the new superintendent in place to get this project going because the superintendent, and he's become educated on this whole project, has to do a lot for this roof project.
Maybe he doesn't know that yet.
No, he does. He does.
So we can let the blame Dave.
No,
So
we're not going
there.
to blame Dave.
Right.
It's part of the reason why we're at where we're at.
So then just on the budget sheet itself, request for 26, 27, on the sheet I'm looking at, it's yellowed out, but it should be 20K.
Okay, that's correct.
Because I didn't have a number, I yelled it so that we would get a number in there. And
Yeah.
this is,
Okay.
unfortunately, this is only for the attorneys and the financial advisor and the printing of all kinds of putting it out to bid. This isn't even the interest or the principal.
Right. Which is an additional $17,000 a year or whatever. And that's probably a little
The
high for
the
that. No,
interest
it's more than that.
is
More
30,
than
I think.
that. Is it?
It's 30.
It's, yeah.
And then we try to pay down 30. Just so that's $80,000 a year.
It 35 for the principal and another 30 for
A
interest.
30 for
Really
the
paid
interest.
on
Yeah.
that sheet, what she's showing.
Yeah.
Why don't we go to 62 then if we're going to the
Okay.
discussion
Number
about
62.
30.
There you
Oh,
go.
I heard you help that.
Bond principal, any questions on the bond
The
principal?
yellow cell should be 30. Wait. No, can you go back one sheet?
62.
Jill, the 62. Thank you.
You're
35 should
welcome.
be 35.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there any questions on this?
Why is Bryce's mental math so bad?
Can't help you with that.
Bond principal.
Because he probably because he has a small child and doesn't sleep well.
Yeah, probably because it's getting late.
Thank you for that, Jim. We appreciate any excuses.
Trying to help you out, buddy.
Wait.
So, all right.
So
So, go ahead, David. You're
long-term
second.
debt, 67. I sorry, I jumped ahead a little bit. Why is that first line item only $30?
I that so that is Actually, interest on the $250,000 by state statute, you can borrow if you don't have a budget by July 1st.
So that's interest on money we borrowed because we didn't have a budget till August.
If you didn't have a budget by July 1st, it doesn't matter when. It theoretically, though, if you think about it, where's $250,000 going to get you? It's not going to get you a week's worth of anything these days, but it's in the state statute that you can borrow that. It's one of those things that's in there that hasn't changed over the years, but it really isn't going to get you anywhere.
Yeah, okay.
But
And
that's
the
just the
yellow stuff is
interest.
reserved.
Speed number 67, Rodney. It should be in your budget for number 67.
I'll bring some useful listings.
It's there.
Are there any other questions on this? Or should we move on to Water Pollution Control Authority?
Best looking budget yet.
I'm sorry?
It's the best looking budget yet.
68.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, it is. 70?
Well,
Well, hold on. We got to figure out
well,
what the.
if you look at your master spreadsheet, it's not zero.
It's not zero. It's 190.
It's 190,000, and that doesn't get paid off until 2035. That note is on the bottom of your your town department and commission summary.
So that's $190,000 a year until 2035.
Correct. The last year may be lower. Do you know that, Jill?
I'm sorry?
The last year of the bond and note payment for the Water Pollution Control Authority, do you know if it's 190,000 in the last year or is it lower than 190?
190,000 is what the town chooses to pay. That really is not their portion. Their portion is a lot higher than that, but because of the in-kind, I think that was the trade-off. But if you took, I believe our portion is it 71 versus 29%? There's still over $4 million left on that bond. That it's a loan. It's not a bond. It's a loan from the
It's a loan, I'm
state.
sorry.
It's a Clearwater loan. But the amount is just what the town picks,
Do you
not.
happen to know the terms of that? Is that something that
I'm sorry, the what?
the interest, like, so the length term is until 2035, and
I believe
the
it was
project,
2%.
that's what I recall also is 2%, but I don't know that from seeing the contract. That's from conversations with Bob Mora and others who were part of that financing.
So if you're paying 2% on that money, you wouldn't
No,
want to
but
pay
the
nothing.
assessments also pay for the principal. So the assessments that
Okay.
Bolton Lakes collects pays per portion of the principal also.
But not part of ours.
Well, the principal isn't the only thing that's due.
Besides
But
2% of interest.
so I'm sorry. The assessment, once the assessments are paid off, you collect no more money
Correct.
to pay off the $4 million. So, and
So everybody that connects to the sewer has a benefit assessment fee of $10,000 per EDU. That's what she's referring to when she says assessments.
oh, so this
what's EDU?
Equivalent domestic unit. Does that help you understand what it means? Or do you want further
Sounds
explanation?
like something that normalized against something else.
So
I can Google.
what it is, the amount of effluent that a single family dwelling puts into a septic system per day. They have calculated it on an equivalent domestic unit, and that's the technical name for it as to what they're putting into a sewer system rather than into a septic system.
Such a nice term for what it is.
expensive.
So what happens in 2035 once it's paid off?
Then presumably we don't have that $190,000 payment anymore.
Right. Then do we collect?
No, that goes to the sewer authority.
Oh, okay.
The assessments will go to the sewer
authority. Well, the sewer authority collects the assessments now. They don't come to they don't come to either Vernon or Bolt.
So what will go to the sewer authority?
The sewer authority gets income from billing quarterly for sewer usage and the benefit assessments for connections.
So they bill the users, not the town.
They bill the users, correct.
Are there still people connecting though?
Occasionally.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's still some undeveloped property within the sewer service area. It's not a lot. And people that connected to the sewer had the ability to finance it, I believe, over a period of time at 2% through the federal government. I think that's a federal government loan that they got through the EPA. Now, a lot of them, you know, so we got the sewer authority got paid for many of them up front through those low interest loans.
And they paid the principal.
Right. Other people are electing to pay through the town of Vernon. The town of Vernon does the collections. We've tried to split up the work.
Mm-hmm.
And the town of Vernon does the billing and the collections for the sewer authority.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any other questions on the Water Pollution Control Authority? Next, transfer out separation fund.
So the last couple of years, Jill and I have been working with the Board of Selectmen to put $50,000 a year into the separation fund. We had been putting money into that fund prior to that. We would make a recommendation to the board to act on taking money that was left over toward the end of the year and moving it into that separation fund so that we can fund our liabilities when employees separate employment. We currently have approximately $231,000 in that account in our liabilities that we expect to potentially pay out in the upcoming fiscal year are $120,000. So we're currently fluid. That doesn't mean that we're not necessarily keeping pace with what the overall liabilities for employees that may separate employment are. That changes every year. My recommendation is that what we look at maybe this year is instead of putting the $50,000 in, we look to see where we're at the end of the year with monies left in this year's budget and potentially make a transfer. If we transfer to $20,000 or over, we are supposed to have a town meeting to do that.
So you're saying, so prior years, 50K is going in. You're saying this year, don't do that. Wait to the budget, wait to the year's over, see if there's extra money in the budget.
I mean, we generally have money left over at the end of every fiscal year. And that had been our practice. But a couple of years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, the auditor called us out because we had made a couple of transfers in and were getting over $20,000. It is his opinion that our charter considers that a
bad move.
So what is he? What
he
is
he considers it a new allocation. And
so what does the auditor say is the proper thing to do?
If we're going to transfer $20,000 or more into that account, we have to have a town meeting.
And does that mean one individual transfer or transfers totaling up to $20,000?
He has taken it to mean transfers totaling up to. So if we make a couple transfers and we hit that 20,000 mark or go over it, he slaps us on the wrist.
So but what's the difference between doing that now and doing it at the end of the year?
You don't know where you've got leftover money right now to move into that.
You don't have to have a town meeting in order to do this. If it's over a certain amount, you have to have it go through the finance committee. Then you have to have a town meeting on the transfer over a
Yes,
certain
and I
percentage of the expenditures.
yeah.
This way, it's in your budget. It just automatically happens.
But I thought it's coming out of the budget.
No, it's just a value change.
No, it's being budgeted for.
There's nothing requested here yet. So this is a change from 25, 26 to 26, 27. So this
So
is.
what we're telling you is you have two ways of accomplish it. We either put money in the budget and don't have to do anything other than get it approved by the voters. And that money automatically goes into that fund when the budget gets approved by the taxpayers. The other option is to see if you have money left at the end of the year and make a transfer from one or more accounts into the separation fund. It's just we've got to be cognizant of that $20,000 total.
So you had said there's 120K projected in the next year of
It's
liabilities.
an estimation based on what we think we know.
And then so to kind of factor some degree of spend rate to it or making sure that we are able to, this is going to be really hard to tell, but in 2 to 3 years, do we say if we put in another 100K over the next, how much are we putting ourselves out
So
if
the
we don't do
problem,
the
so I
30K?
think, and Jill and I have had these conversations in the past. We haven't fully funded our liabilities, right? And I think, I'm guessing that our liabilities are in excess of 300,000. And so, you're not there. And the
And
problem
those
is
liabilities being separation fund specific.
just separation fund specific, right?
So I think I heard 270 today. Is that what we came
That
up with, Joe?
that's what we currently have. No, maybe that's not what we
I had
currently have.
210 in there.
We have 231 in there currently.
Okay. And then the one nuance that plays into it is if somebody passes away, so they only get 50% of their sick time.
If they're over the age of 55, they've been here for 10 years, and they are part of a contract that permits that.
They get 50% of their sick time unless they pass away. Then the spouse gets 100%. So if somebody's got a big rack of sick time built up,
I don't need the actuarial tables for that, though. I'm sure they're a blast. But I think from a perspective of a cost recovery model, or like not even a cost recovery, just making sure that we are budgeted. If our total liabilities are 270 and we have 231, like it almost seems like if 270 is that 270 number that Rodney mentioned, is that if everyone leaves tomorrow for
No,
all
it's
town employees?
200 and I'm sorry, it's 320,000.
I'm sorry, you're
Because our
right. Yep.
liability is 320,000.
Yeah, I thought it was in the 300,000.
Okay, I mean that seems a little bit. If we have 120,
And
if everybody
that
left by June 30th of 2025, that's what it was.
and it would be an additional 55,000 if they all died.
Those that have met the retirement
Yes, right.
portion.
So
The odds of that happening, aside from some act of God, which would
yeah,
probably not
absolutely.
be.
It's
I
the
mean, the
likelihood
board
is very
betrayal,
low.
yeah.
But that is a liability that is on our books.
But if you took 15% of it or something, because if it's one number, whatever, just so you got something.
And this is, I mean, this, and the reason I think it's worth talking about too is this is a difference of $30,000. Which is the difference of passing a budget, too, apparently.
This is why we're discussing the town meeting to put it in if we have
Or
money.
you don't put in more than 20,000, right?
Right.
If we put in just under the 20,000,
Yeah.
then you don't have to do that.
Or we include the $50,000 in the
Or
budget ahead.
you include the 50,000 now and you don't have to address that again.
So like there's not anything there. So I think that kind of brings us into the realm of what do we want to do?
50,000.
The thinking
Can we
is
split it somehow? And
put in some now.
You could put some in the budget and still move some toward the end of the year if you so choose. Yes, you could do both.
And then have our liabilities be a liability, which if we do not have a profit, they would that difference could be a theoretical liability. It would be, you know, an extra expense you would have to cover down the line with a transfer, if that makes sense.
You might have to, yeah. That might be one way.
It's everybody leaves it. Well, no, I mean, if especially if everyone leaves it once. Okay.
Yeah, but this is just build it up.
Yeah.
Over time, like put a little in.
Right. The idea we want to keep the fund healthy enough so that
this isn't going to cover it all in one.
Right. But you want the fund healthy enough so that you can keep up with the expenses. Right.
So
25K?
Well,
that would trigger the town meeting.
But not if you put it in the budget.
25K budgeted.
Oh,
right.
Oh, I see.
Instead of
I was thinking 20 or 25 in this and then kind of hedge.
If we have 20, yeah. But then having this conversation next year too, did it splat in our face or not?
I don't know. Has it ever splat in our face?
I don't know. New here.
Explains. Splat. I don't know what you mean.
To have it go poorly and to say, oh, actually the 120K that we have budgeted, it turned out something else happened and now we're $150,000 down. And then we have 61K or 71 or whatever, 81.
In my history and knowledge, it has not happened, but that doesn't mean it couldn't. Right? I mean, you've got three planned retirements, but you know, somebody could always have some physical ailment that causes them to retire, or somebody could pass away and you end up with that bigger liability. There's always that perfect storm of events that can happen. You know, I think part of it is what are you comfortable with? And there's always a way to fund it. It may not be fun. You know, you may have to be looking at transfers from other places if you don't have it fully funded and the world comes to an end, or you may have to borrow money or any number of things. But
how much is in that fund right now?
What I have reported is 231,000.
231. So if we added 20 from here and 19,999 from the leftover on the budget, that would put us at 270. And even if they took 120 out or 150, we still got 120 left. So
120 left, and then we may just have to put in 50 next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it saves us 25.
But remember, you know, that liability is going to change next year because you may have employees that come off that are eligible, or you may have employees that become eligible.
Is this something that is part routinely forecasted? Or is this something that Jill had to do extra?
She can answer that question for you. I mean, we have these conversations, but I don't know that she forecasts it right.
But from continuity perspective as well, like if there is a regularity in which Jill would do this, or if there's not, in the event that Jill is no longer,
No, this is just what we know at the time. But there are people that have been here a while that are getting of the age where they are going to retire.
Yeah, no, and that's great. And I'm really just more concerned about in the event that you are not here to run these projection tables for us, you know, having this as part of the dialogue too, you know, and you know, I know Jim would keep an eye on it, but I just think it's good.
It'd just be handy to know anyways, I think.
Yeah,
right. You know.
So the liability part of it that we have on our books is done every year as of June 30th. So we always have a number of it isn't even our worst case. Unfortunately, it's not even our worst case because that's if they retire and leave. The worst case is if someone passes away. But we do have a number every year. We have to give that number to the auditor. So we have a number. It's not something, it's just what we know because we're small enough, we know what's going on.
Right. But so that does answer the question, is this is regularly done as part of our
on an annual basis. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Joe, can you change the transfer out to 25?
Yes.
All right, so now for the any other, let's get to the requested percent change. I think that's the whole theme of this meeting here is what are we going to go out there with? I think four is high.
So that's town proper. When you include the debt and the capital, that's too small.
We include the debt in the capitals.
She looking at
That,
me?
it's right there.
4.36.
So it'd be the sheet that we gave you tonight. The town development commission summary, which she's got up on the screen, and she just updated that 25,000
is the sheet
as requested.
This one?
Next,
We have
the one before that.
4.26.
Yeah, that one.
Isn't this the old one?
That is the old one.
This is the new one, right?
Well, this is
Is this
even
the newer
newer
one?
one.
Yes, that's the new one.
Okay.
Okay.
It's on the bottom.
Then that's the new one.
So with the addition of that 25,000, it's at 4.36%.
So, where do we want to find some money here?
Well, you want to find money. Nobody else has said that they want to find money.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I don't.
What do you think of Mr. First Selectman?
I think it's a little steep.
I would have liked it to. I'd be really happy if we were sitting here talking about a 3% number, but.
And that would be the equivalent of 100 grand.
Yeah, what
Roughly.
I was just going to ask.
Something. 120.
Do some math on one.
Like a third of a mil.
David's going
Quarter
to
of
do
a
some
mil.
mathing for you. Is it a mil?
So
Six.
the.
You need to get it down below 9,767,766,000 to be a 3% increase.
Don't, but the capital reserve or the capital improvement plan has to be a minimum of a mil, correct?
I think we're comfortably above that minimum.
Yeah,
Okay.
I think that
we were.
minimum is around 650,000.
But we don't know what our we don't know what the grand list is yet, correct?
We
So,
received numbers from Kara.
are we just taking a guess that 650 is about where we
We think that's
do?
fairly close,
Okay.
yes.
And we're above that. We're at like what, eight
We're
something?
at 8 and 8:20. So one of the things, if you notice on that capital plan during our discussions, and maybe Rodney or David want to expand on this, but during our discussions or during the finance committee acting as the capital improvement committee, during their discussions, we did highlight the $85,000 for the Highway 1 TUM cab and chassis, which we thought we could either split into 2 years or push out. I don't remember what we landed on, David. Do you remember? But we highlighted it and it helped
I
out.
wasn't here for that last
Oh,
one.
you weren't here. Maybe Rodney remembers. Do you remember, Rodney? I know we highlighted it as a potential area that we could change if we needed to. And I don't remember whether it was, I think we really kind of had the option of splitting it into 2 years or pushing it a year.
I think we could split it between 2 years and we'd be comfortable with that.
And that's to replace a truck.
To replace a 1-ton truck, yes.
And this is the one that we discussed was being in, no, so this is the truck that belongs to the highway. Building and ground, it sounds like that was on that.
Building and grounds, it's our over some highway that they've been grounded in the middle of that and it's not driving. So that's where you're getting the highway bit from
Yeah,
that.
this is a flatbed dump.
The flopper, okay.
The town is actually currently using because they have a truck that's needs in need of a water pump.
So if we split that, that would be 45 this year and 40 next year.
You could do it any way you want.
I'm just putting pulling a number out of the air here. Joke. Joke. And that would be 40.
Jill, are you following?
Oh, did you decide if it's 40 or 45?
I don't know if they did decide.
Anybody want to make a decision? I say 40 for this year, 45 for this year, 45, 40 for next year.
Sure.
Remember, the truck will probably cost more next year, but we can make that adjustment next year. That was number
23.
24 on the capital improvement plan.
Now, see.
So you're going to reduce by 40,000.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
And move 40,000 into next year.
I can't do that on the sheet, but that's okay. I can do it on the other sheet.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I know we threw 40 or 60,000 in for a website.
It was 40 for the website.
Finance committee put that in there.
If we want to get this budget passed quickly, we got to come up with something.
I mean, I will say, in defense of what we've heard in other public meetings, is people would appreciate investing in their website as well.
Yeah, I think it would be difficult to completely eliminate the amount for the website.
But considering that it might take us a while to go to bid and get a review, if we look at splitting the difference on a website as well.
I think this is one of those. So I shared with the finance committee when they discussed this that my staff is in favor of a new website. They have been for a while. And from a different perspective, I think, than the public's perspective, they find it difficult to maneuver and make changes. It is not the easiest thing in the world. They've done a lot of research, and they landed on a web site builder that they really like, which is Civic Plus. And from time to time, I do research on other towns' websites to see what they're doing or what trends are happening. And I will tell you that the Civic Plus websites that I have found very easy to maneuver and logical, if you will.
So do you think your town or the town staff would advocate for the 40K rebate?
The administrative staff would advocate for a change to a website at some point. But it also takes a lot of bandwidth to get that done. It's one of the reasons that we have not brought it forward previously to the Board of Selectmen for discussion, is that the amount of work that it's going to take to finalize research, put it out to bid, and then actually work with the company to build a new website, it's a heavy lift.
And 40 seems
it's steep.
Actually, we checked. I think the price we got from Civic Plus was around 36,000, but then there's annual costs that are right now our annual costs are relatively low. I want to say our annual costs are around 6,500 a year. That's from memory, so please don't quote me. Civic Plus is in the $30,000 range per year
for hosting.
Yeah.
That needs a lot of serious consideration.
Right.
Yeah, well, I think that's a whole other conversation.
Right. And that's, so maybe either, splitting it or moving it all to a future year and, working on putting together a committee to work on this is the right answer.
For that kind of one, yeah.
Sure.
Well, it's not. We inherited the website from the former administration, and we're trying to make the best of what we have. We don't want to get something that we're dissatisfied with. It requires time and effort to make good decisions and know what we're getting into, and where it's going to take us.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I have a more request.
Yeah.
The time is the problem.
Yes.
Where was that in the budget, anyways?
What, the town website?
Yeah.
It's on sheet 55. Jill has it up.
Yeah, where is it? I think Rodney's looking for it in the capital budget.
It's capital reserve.
Oh, it's in capital reserve.
So,
I think we could go another year without updating it. Now I know I'm not one of the people who I don't post on it, so I'm sure that it's cumbersome. I believe your people saying that it's cumbersome.
We can live with that and make it as best as we can make it. You know, we get feedback regularly from residents and from other town staff. You know, we certainly can live with that. Especially when you look at an annual cost of $6,500 compared to an annual cost of around $30,000.
Yeah,
you know, we can certainly live with that and try to make improvements where we can. The one thing that we have to do this year, between now and October, is if we're going to keep that website, we do have to make it ADA compliant.
Which is going to cost?
I want to say it was around $6,000 or $7,000. It's not horrible, and it comes out of the administration budget.
So,
you know, I've seen improvements just having conversations with you both about improving messaging to the residents, and I've seen improvements in the way that whoever maintains the website and posts stuff has done it, like increasing the fonts, the placement of the important messages. So those are improvements that have been made within this existing website. And so maybe town residents have noticed that too. So maybe there could even be more more improvements that are done by
getting
website.
Feedback is very helpful, because then we know what, you know, how people feel about it, what they're looking for. And you know, that is very helpful.
We were discussing links the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We can just post links out to the school budget,
right,
or to the school sites.
Mm-hmm. And this feeds into one of the earlier conversations we had too, with this makeup of the board, on how can we communicate better as a board of selectmen as well. And, you know, I think some degree of engagement with the town, if we could have a survey that is actually engaged with, to say, do you even use the website? Why, if you don't, do you just not care, or do you find it to be troublesome to navigate, or any one of the factors there within?
Right. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, an observation that I would like to make is that, you know, people show up for the things that are important to them. You know, so your messages are getting out there and they're getting heard, because look at what you had for turnout at your, you know, public engagement meetings regarding, you know, when we talked about this Route 44, Route 6 interchange. We had a lot of people show up from the public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had really good turnout for our coffee and conversation meetings. And we're using the same methods of communication to get the word out there that we use all the time. So what it tells me is that, you know, people are getting the message and they're coming to the things that are really important to them. And maybe they just don't have time for the routine stuff.
Yeah. And I think we could do better too. I mean, the coffee and conversation attendance with, you know, maybe 15 online and 15 here.
That's probably accurate.
Right. But I think we could do better, as I don't think it's fully representative of the full demographic makeup of the town as well.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't disagree. We can always do better.
Right. And I would, it, so matter, like, is there a missing gap there, or is everyone just stinking busy? And I guess, you know, just being able to identify
we can't connect with everybody. We don't have everybody's email address. We can't force them to look at their emails.
Right. And I just think we could make a more concerted effort to try.
Mm-hmm.
To get more emails, or to...
To get more emails, if emails are the preferred means of communication, or just to identify that, to make
the bulk bulletin is probably the only way that we actually communicate with them. If they go to the website, we can't put the website in their face. it's on the
Yeah, no, I think it's a multimodal approach
but
too,
the
that it takes
bulletin
different, right?
is how so we they need to say they want the bulletin delivered to them. So until everybody gets it, I mean, you can go on the website and you can find it, but how do you get them to look at the website? Never mind, navigate.
So I would say postpone that.
I've worked with a lot of websites pulling permits, and some are stupid, some are real bad, but Baldwin's isn't that bad.
It's a glowing. Is that the endorsement we're looking for from our first
I'm not sure.
election?
I'm going to refuse to answer that question.
Well,
This
I find
isn't the
out
worst website I've seen.
it is not the worst.
But if you don't work with websites a lot, which a lot of people don't, the town sites are difficult to navigate. They'll have public this and public that and online this and dog license. You just got to play with
And
it.
there's a lot of information
There's a
there.
lot of like a
And
lot of things that you need to put on that website.
right. And try, that to me, when I look at somebody's website, that's always the most difficult thing is how do I find what I'm looking for? And that was the whole idea when we did that A to Z project, several years ago. There's a tab there that's how do you do things or how do you find things, A to Z.
Yeah, this is just.
It probably could, I haven't looked at it in a long time, but it was the former town administrator and his team that did that. But it probably could be updated again.
Makes me think, our website should just be a search bar. What are you looking for? And then it
Yeah.
brings you to the page that you, and then there can be a mode in the bottom, advanced mode, and then you get to navigate the website by yourself.
You're heading the right way, I think.
That's 40,000 though.
Yeah, right.
And
30,000 a year.
Well,
because I mean, because that's the other thing, and the reason I brought that up is because that's something that we have to think about. If we end up changing websites at some point, chances are we're not going to do that for 6,500 a year. That's a very low cost.
Yeah,
for web hosting.
Hartford is very
Thank you,
difficult.
Gina. Off happier.
Is it?
Okay, so what did we want to leave in there? I think Jill.
I heard Gwen not in favor of leaving anything in there this year and pushing it to next year, if I
I'd
understood that
agree with
correctly.
that.
That's correct. That's
Jill picked right up on that.
Yep,
She's
he's
already
already
got the
seen
zero in
it. And there's head
place.
nods around the table, Joe, so you're good with that move.
Okay. And Bob, are you okay with that?
Yes. One thing you forget, the price, there's, if you look at the demographics in our town, most of us are three times older than you, and we don't use, you don't depend upon the computer as much as you young folks do.
That's right.
So, cool.
That's why it takes many different approaches, Bob.
Say again.
All right.
That's why it takes diversified approaches to reach everybody.
All right.
I think we should also take a look at the firehouse radio communications. That's almost $100,000.
Only cut that in half and put it over 2 years.
Well, I do. Well, I still
That
see
could be.
98,580 under fiscal year 2027, and then 39,000 under 2029. If this again, I'm not sure this is the up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not sure if this is.
I don't think that's changed.
Wasn't that two different things?
It was two different projects.
The 39 was the tower.
No. There's a separate
Oh.
budget line for the tower as well, question mark?
I couldn't find the detail for that under fire commission.
Oh, yeah, 13.
Tower restoration.
Yeah, where are you seeing that, Mather?
Number 13.
Oh, okay, so that's it.
The kit has a
That's
separate, has its
different.
own item, 25,000 for 55,000 total.
I do remember the presentation by the fire a couple of people from the fire department, but I'm not seeing the detail in listed
I have it on the
in.
town capital improvement under number 10, firehouse radio communication.
Right.
There was 50,000 in there, then there was 98,580, but I thought we split that. I know we split that in 2 years.
What number is that?
Yes, but that was an action of the finance committee. That was not an action of the
Board
Board of Selectmen.
No, I think we
It's
did that.
10 for the
You
10
haven't
is the
wrestled with this
firehouse
yet as a Board of Selectmen.
radio
No,
communicator.
we did it when the fire commission
Panther split.
did their presentation.
Radio's
You see it?
radio's already
This is the
split.
finance
The
committee. This is
updated
the
sheet,
first,
not that one.
not this one.
Not that
The
one.
first finance committee
We've
didn't want to
decided that that's
recap.
not most
So
updated.
yeah, we sat
It
here,
split between 3 years, $30,000 a
but
piece.
it wasn't BOS. It was just
Oh, okay.
BOS.
So what would the so then the
Is that your
total?
recollection too, Mather? I was sitting between you and Tim back there when we were talking
Yeah.
about. Yeah.
So is that reflected here anywhere?
No.
Where's the
Well, sorry. Are you talking about the radio communication being
Yes.
affected? Yes.
So it's $30,000 a year across 3 years, which is not what's shown in the sheet in front of you.
So does that mean the total at the bottom is incorrect too?
What do you have for a total?
Yes,
Well,
this
eight
total is backwards
twenty
because it's 820.
three two three.
Yeah, that is incorrect.
What do you
So
have?
it should be
954.
954.
Okay. So it looks like that's, and
Sure is.
is that 954 incorporated into Jill's 4.36 increase?
It's not Jill's 4.36
Well,
increase, it's
the sheet on
yours.
Jill's sheet.
Are
Fair enough, Jim.
you following Jill, or do you need
Well, no, because I
clarification?
don't have the backup for what's in the equipment line. Because there's the radio stuff, there's the probably the balance of the excavator, and there's the equipment that AJ was looking at, but I don't have the detail in front of me. I don't have access to it.
We should try to incorporate the capital improvement plan just straight into that spreadsheet. That way, we're not trying to migrate changes from one spreadsheet to another and hope that the account is right.
So Jill, this sheet that's called Town Capital Improvement Plan, line 10, Firehouse Radio Communications, what do you have for
I don't have
2027?
that sheet, so I can't. I don't have that sheet. So
I
I don't
see.
know. I don't have
Finance.
access to, I can't get to those drives.
Oh, okay.
So, the finance committee, you think already made the move?
That's what Dave thinks.
So,
David
David, what are you
thinks.
looking at there that
This is the
the
sheet that was in the packet that we looked at the beginning of February here,
Yeah.
which was updated after we talked about it as a board or committee,
Which sheet?
finance.
Which sheet is that?
It's the capital improvement plan. It's
Okay.
just what was sent to us as part of the packet
Oh,
on
okay.
February 3rd.
That wasn't the finance committee's final action, right? Finance committee's final. Oh, well, February 3rd. That would, yeah, because you did your final action in January.
Correct.
So, what number does that chart show for line 10 under 2027?
Sorry, I should just download this
So that
one.
it's
I
actually,
keep twisting my head. 2020, line 10, which is radio communication.
yeah,
Yeah.
$49,290.
49,290. Okay, and then the next, and then what about 2028?
$49,290.
So it was split in half.
Right.
Okay.
And then 2029 is 39,000.
Okay, I see. All right, so the total will change.
But the large increase, if we go to the bottom, was a line item that ended up being added, which was the meeting that I wasn't here for. But it was a 145,000 for planning and implementing improvement to town facilities, infrastructure, and operation, which I remember or understood being something near the down by the cider mill property.
So that was a specific ask that be
Yeah.
put in
for potential grant matches toward town infrastructure, which water lines would be a part of town infrastructure.
All right, so that's line
That's the
51.
large difference between the total that you're seeing. Well, it became a new line 52.
It's not a new line.
Or
This is showing line 51 says planning and
Oh,
implementing.
okay. So there was a new line above that because I have 53 total lines.
Oh, okay. So somehow, all right, we really need to be working on an updated chart.
And your total on the
Which
is
is it?
9-1.
This is really what we're looking at.
Well, it depends. It's really hard to be having these discussions when we don't know if the number that's in line 55 and 56 or whatever it is, 55 and something else here, is accurately representing what's in the capital improvement plan. And it would be nice to have the capital improvement plan integrated into this spreadsheet. We'll
So
kind
the
of have to.
original amount for the radio was reduced by 49 290. So that's what's in there for equipment for the fire department, 49,290. There was 40,100 was for the excavator. I'm
What
looking back
line?
at the minutes from their last meeting. It's just come
The
up with.
excavator.
I'm sorry.
Excavator is 22, Rodney.
Yeah, and that's 40,100.
Correct.
Okay, that's in here.
What about
And then 49,420.
24? Did they split that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
So
Line
we
24.
we didn't. My recollection is we didn't split it. We talked about having the ability to either move it or split it.
No, the minutes say it was the line 24 was cut 40,000 and 45,000 for 27
So
and
we did split
40,000 for
it.
28.
Least we're consistent.
Okay.
That's just
Yeah, that's
weird.
correct.
And then, was there anything else added?
Number 52 was the infrastructure was 145,000. This is from the minutes and 200,000 for 2028. So 145,000 was added. Was that in the original one, David?
No,
That's
no,
correct.
it was not. No.
So that was added.
Yes.
And 200,000 on that same line for the
For
2028.
28. But that won't show up in that we're looking at here. But it'll show
Yeah.
up on the 5-year plan.
So that's a plus 50,000 altogether.
Yeah, so the from what I'm seeing in these minutes, the line for capital improvement or line 55 capital reserve, based on the same sheet that we were just looking at, should be 843, 447, 66, and it's not showing that.
Well, right, but that 843, we knew that because that's the capital material plus capital improvement, right? Okay. Did I just misunderstand what you said?
So it should be the 145 minus the 89,290. That's the change. And then we just, that's for this.
So, but the whole
So
eight, I can tell you what equals the, what is that one? Let me go back to, I'm trying to skip around all over the place here. So the 145,890 is the 49, hold on. So 145,890.
290
So
plus
that's
20.
40 for the part of it's for the
Is
radio. Let me go back to the minutes.
helping.
Sorry, I'm bouncing around here and it. So $49,290 was for the radio. Then $40,100 for the excavator. And just jump back over here. $17,500 is for the equipment for the highway. And $39,000 is for the mowers for the high for building the grounds. So that's what makes up the 145,890.
Is it possible for you to total the 2027 column? I know you don't have it there. But if we read the numbers to you, could you come up with a total?
Well, the total is what capital reserve and capital improvement is on that budget. That's what their total was, the two of them together, which was 840, well,
843, 447, 66.
Okay. All right. And is that the number that was used to calculate the 4.36% increase?
For the capital reserve or capital improvement?
So it's the
For the
820
summer.
plus the
It's the
20.
820 plus the 20. It's the 820, 323 plus the 23, 125. I believe that comes up to that same number.
Right. That's correct. So now we reduced. Now we've gone down by 40,000 for
You
the.
took 40,000 out of that. And
We've only gone down for 40,000 because we redistributed something that was already redistributed.
right. Yeah.
We've only taken out the town
You've only
website.
taken out 40,000.
Okay, let's get rid of probate court.
I was thinking insurance.
Not sure I want to
No.
take that chance. Remember, we did have a fire at the barn.
That's true too. What is the town hall vehicle again?
That's
Is it?
the 15-year-old Silver Explorer replacement.
How many miles are on it?
I don't remember how many miles it's on it. It's the fact that it's starting to disintegrate, and we're having a hard time getting parts at this point.
So now. And the 47 replaces it with a similar.
Like, yeah, something similar.
So we were thinking that we're supposed to be getting another $250,000 bond from a rec
Next year.
department.
Grant.
Grant.
A grant.
Grant. Yep.
So our projects in there, wasn't one of them for the or the pavilion, the canopy things, for the
Pavilions.
pavilions for the farm.
That's what we had talked about, and
We were investigating which ones to get. So that's still coming. So I wonder if we should take the 25 out of the Heritage Farm because we're going to be putting 125 in.
what is the 25 supposed to be for?
I don't know.
Just ongoing improvements.
Yeah, but we'd
Okay.
be putting quite an investment in improvements with that.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, just for negotiation's sake, that it's nice to match it with additional investments as well and really start to make progress towards its plan, right? I mean, I think the pavilion being extra from its previous
I don't
intended
hear
plan.
anybody else coming up with a place to find money. I'm trying to
Yeah.
move this along.
No, I get that. I get it.
It's almost 8:30, so this is going to be one of my longest meetings.
Is it possible to just a startup again on another night where we could have updated information.
I think I would like to support that.
You have the ability, you know, you have the ability to do this.
Just with the understanding that we need to have a budget to the Finance Committee
By
by the
March 15th.
15th of March to be able to discuss it on the 17th of March in the Finance Committee.
So we got to be prepared
Yeah.
by then. So
So we have two meetings between now and, like, in addition to tonight, we have two meetings between now and then.
I think the next one's going to have an agenda.
your next meeting is
For
your regular meeting
full.
will be pretty long.
No, I
You're
know.
not gonna
Yeah.
have time.
It's the third and the 10th. The 10th is AP.
You may want to set a special meeting just for those this conversation.
Or we could just we could start going through each budget again and just try to shave some off.
Well, we're looking for $100,000, right? Is that what we're
No,
eighty?
we're
Eighty.
looking for about 80 now.
I mean, I'm okay with another meeting. It's just these.
What's the percent increase right now with the 40,000 removed?
Would you be able to pull that back up for us, Joe, please?
Yes, 1 second.
Thank you.
The transfer out, we were talking 20,000, right?
Yes.
25.
25, yeah.
Not that I'm going to be able to do this.
Three five two is what's current. Is that and that has everything?
It changes
That's
that
the
within.
change. That's the change you've made tonight.
Okay.
I like that better.
I like that
Three.
better, yeah.
We're at 352.
352. I mean,
I think that's a good cutoff point.
that's not bad.
I mean, we can try to get down to three.
We could try. I mean, but like, if well, a couple of things come to mind. It's the balance of, is it worth our effort at the moment? If someone could sleep on it and think, hey, there's this other place that we could save. We could also come to not we could get support from the town at that number.
I think
See
so.
if the town would support that number. That's also an option.
A question I had too, factoring in that, as we had discussed, there are pending liabilities for three employees that are slated to leave, but are all of those budget lines to be equal replacements, or will there be some changes in those amounts?
So we did make some changes that we hadn't discussed as of yet. We had so J J John and I had talked about with the replacement when he retires. We had talked about, and there is notes on that sheet for you. And we talked about this a little bit at a
Yeah, talked
board meeting
about replacing with someone that would be able to do his job
with a
plus
bit of
highway.
an engineering background,
Yeah.
and you know, my staff and I worked on that, and we would be elevating somebody within the department to a working supervisor's position. And we estimate that the overall budget impact to next year's budget, which is reflected in these numbers, is about $1,759 more than we're currently budgeting.
And that's one of the three. What about the others?
So we talked about potentially having a assistant director of finance. And
And then that pos if that position is vacated sometime in the next year, that would open up.
it would save us money, right?
Or it'd be a net. I mean, if we build in the 85 and there is a retirement and a theoretical promotion or what have you, then there is that 85 that would theoretically then come off the table, depending on.
Correct, correct. Depending on the timing of all of those things,
Right.
yes.
And the qualifications, right.
Right.
Yada, yada, yada over a lot there, but yeah.
Yeah. That's accurate, but not knowing, you know, that's where we thought we would go with it. And again, it's a recommendation. The board doesn't have to accept that recommendation. And then the other position, I think it would be a net change.
And again, that the other position that we think is going to retire, we don't have a retirement date. So it'll have a budgetary impact to the good.
Okay. Is it at a similar comp rate as the other two?
My recollection is that that is more limited based on the contract. So it's more limited. It's not as broad. So the liability payout would not be as high. And when that replacement is hired, we anticipate hiring like for like. It would actually slightly decrease the budget because I believe they start at 90% of pay. Again, that's hard. Mr. Butrimovich was kind enough to tell us when he anticipates his retirement. So we were able to calculate that number pretty closely.
Yes.
That's how we're able to come up with a specific number of $1,759.
It's very helpful for our forecasting purpose.
Yeah. So we were able to do that. And it, we're able to work on the, continuity planning a little more tightly, though. So.
All right. Well, I think to Gwen's point, I do favor a tabling of this discussion for this evening until we have firm numbers in writing in front of us again, and we can resume deliberations. And or is there benefit to David's point of communicating this to a certain extent to say this is the number? Is there public opinion at this point?
Is there benefit to, and I don't know how much lead time we would need on this. Is there benefit to potentially having a public engagement meeting before we necessarily send this to the finance committee and just like having a
explain line item?
Well,
an engagement so that we can say like, hey, what is the public opinion on what we're seeing here, and like get some feedback because we have some time before we need to send this to finance.
I'd like to think we're elected to represent them. I mean, if you still want to go out, that's
getting devil's crazy. Advocate, six referenda. Does that?
Yeah.
Do you have another coffee and conversation planned?
Not till the middle or end of month, right. In March.
Just remember, we're not at 12.5%. We're not at 9%, and we're not at 7%, which is what the first three referendum were last year.
Well, so, that's really difficult to be an apples for apples comparison because the 12.5% includes
it's all about perception from your audience.
That's a valid point, though.
They don't care that you didn't get 750,000. Now they do. Some knew, but did the voters who voted no care? If you want, you guys go out, let us know what you want.
Operationally, this is a very tight budget.
Mm-hmm. I think we were at 1.7 last year. Increase.
I don't remember.
It was pretty low.
It was low.
It's very low.
And do you have any thoughts on our next step?
I'm comfortable with this at this point.
With the 3.52, Bob says so am I.
Okay,
that's fine. I don't know.
So do we table this or do we approve it?
So if it goes to referendum,
you want to think about it and put it on the agenda for Tuesday.
I think we table this and move it to March 3rd.
And we can
we can get
cleaned up paperwork for you.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
That'd be great.
I'll make a motion to table this discussion to the March 3rd regular Board of Selectmen meeting.
Yep. I will second that motion. Grace.
Okay. Yes.
I think Bob.
Bob, you may have it.
He's 30.
Bob can have a second.
Any other discussion?
It'd be good if just Jill could confirm that the math that we did tonight does come out to be the 3.52%. Just we want to make sure that is accurate.
Yeah.
Because it seems like we're jumping back and forth between.
Make sure the capital improvement and the other sheet line up.
Yes.
I can do that.
Good. Thank you, Jack.
And Jill, thank you for the printout that I asked for.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Sorry to keep
going to vote.
And then
Do we just Bryce will make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
No, wait. We need to vote on the tabling first.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. That's six. Yes. Well, three of you made a motion.
I made a motion. They seconded.
And David looked up in the rules to make sure we could either have to vote or don't have to vote on tabling.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So that's why he was insisting that you vote, because he looked it up.
Thank you, David.
And then I will make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
David will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Good night.
Thank you, guys.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to take my notebook home this time so I can look at it again, just in case if there's anything that pops out at me.
That's why they're here.
Is